Shock from what had happened. None of us thought there was even a 1% chance that Sanam would say yes to Fazal's marriage proposal. As for myself, the situation had become a bit interesting, and I was curious to see how this story would end.
But I just don't get it. Something's wrong with that girl. It's as though she doesn't have any proper sense at all. What do you have that's caught her eye? Look at the way he looks. I mean, look.
Hey, Farzad, he looks really good right now. You should have seen him the first time I saw him. He was a real mess and his clothes were all torn and muddy. A bunch of people had grabbed him in the street and beaten him up.
As soon as you saw him, you fell in love.
No, I don't believe in love at first sight at all. At first, I just wanted to help him out. But later on, when we got to his house, I realised he was the man of my dreams that I'd been waiting for.
No, don't be unfair. Tell them that you liked me before that.
Yes. As soon as we got to uptown, I started to have feelings for him. The further we kept going up, the houses became more and more beautiful and my heart would beat faster and faster. But I still wasn't sure that I liked him, you know.
Then you got to the house and you became sure?
Yes. I realised that I had very strong feelings for him and I still hadn't even seen inside the house.
There you go. And then we keep on giving Sanam a hard time for saying yes to him. That poor thing has had dealings with him and has seen all of the inside of their house.
Do you see how honest a girl she is? I just love her honesty.
Yes. I hope God will preserve your honesty for you. I hope so.
Amen.
Amen.
Actually, I should tell you that back then, when she came to our house, in order to test her, I told her that I was janitor of the house. But Layli passed that test with flying colours, and she proved that she wanted me for myself.
Well, he was revealed, and I realised he was lying.
Yeah, right then, it was proven to me that in addition to honesty, she's also intelligent and very smart. I always wanted the girl that I was going to be with to be, one, to be honest, two, be intelligent and smart, and three, have a passion for life. Layli has all three.
And I was always looking for an honest and intelligent person who also had a lot of wealth. It was very important to me.
Well, excuse me, this intelligence and honesty and smartness of yours, didn't it tell you that you should also let your parents know about it so that they'd know what a great union was about to take place?
Yes, it did tell me, but I was sure my parents would be opposed to it.
Why would they be opposed to it?
Layli was raised in an orphanage.
Oh.
That's the reason why I'm sure my dad would be opposed to it.
Oh.
In my opinion, what's important is the two people who are going to live with each other. Everything else is just useless formalities and sensitivities. I mean, in my opinion, what's important is that the two of you love each other, and, well, you do, don't you? You know? Yes?
Well, yes, yes. I also agree with what Shiva is saying. I agree. It's just that this, it's nothing for you to be ashamed of or to be embarrassed about at all.
Yes. Of course, it's nothing to be ashamed of or embarrassed about. Without anyone supporting her, Layli went to university, she studied, she had a proper job. Now, never mind about what happened.
Yes, well, it's just that it's very praiseworthy, but Fazal, dear, I still believe that you should have let your mother and father know about it, because based on the way that I know them, they wouldn't have been opposed to it at all.
They would have been opposed to it. Are they my mother and father, or they're yours, eh?
Look, Farzad, it's something that's happened now.
She's right, Farzad. Right now we have to figure out what we're going to do.
Yes, yes. Well, you're right. Let's figure out what we're going to do. Well, have you thought of anything yet?
I have a suggestion. I say that Farzad will have to see the girl before the wedding for the shopping and such things. Well, he can act so crazy that Sanam will run away.
No, no. Sanam isn't going to run away. It's because she's seen inside their house.
What's that got to do with it?
No, well, that's just it. You yourself, if you'd seen the entire house, no matter how crazy Farzad had acted, would you have left him, Will?
You mean from that perspective? Look, Farzad, Sanam isn't after wealth like I am. Her dad has twice the money that Farzad's dad has.
Yes, of course. She doesn't have her eyes on my dad's wealth at all. She wants me for myself. And if she wants me for myself, then she's dumb. And I don't want her. But she wants me for myself. What a nuisance he is.
Who is it?
It's my dad.
Oh, well, then answer it.
No, I'm not ready for it right now. Well.
Ah, why don't you answer? He keeps avoiding me.
Whenever you're in the mood, could you please give me a dictation?
No, son, I'm not in the mood.
Should I do it myself?
Yeah, just do it for yourself. And write a few of them wrong so it'll look real.
But I always get perfect scores in class.
Well, now just write a few of them wrong so your teacher will think you've got a really strict and good father.
Can I ask you something? Do you want to marry my teacher?
Why would you think such a thing?
Why do you want to make yourself look good in front of my teacher? I write them correctly. Why should I be ruined?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, Aunt, what should I paint?
You can paint whatever you like, darling.
Well, I don't know what to paint.
Well, what would you like to paint right now?
Me?
Aha! I'd like to paint an animal.
That's really great. You can paint whatever animal you like.
But isn't it hard on this?
Do your best. You can do it. Call me when you've finished, all right?
All right, all right.
I'm going to do everything I can until the day of the wedding. If she changes her mind, then fine. And if she doesn't change her mind, well, then I'll marry her.
I thought about it, too. Afterwards, we can come up with schemes.
Well, forget about your schemes. Come on. Try and think a bit more wisely. Make decisions that are a bit wiser. How long do you want to play cat and mouse for? After all, the moon doesn't stay hidden behind the clouds forever, huh?
He means you're the moon.
It's as though you're upset that you've gotten caught up in our problem, no?
Yeah.
No, Layli dear, what a thing to say. Why have you become so sensitive like Farzad? We really want to be able to come up with a solution that will resolve your problem, but you'll also have to cooperate with us.
We don't have any problems. You're the ones who have a problem with our solution.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's it. I have a problem with their solutions. I have a problem with your solutions. These aren't solutions at all. Instead of untying the knot, you're making it worse.
All right. Farzad dear, all right. Look, no matter what you say, we'll completely be at your service. What should we do?
I say you only die once, so you should go and talk to your dad honestly. I think Farzad agrees with me too, don't you, Farzad, right?
100%. In my opinion, that's the best way.
We had already thought about this solution that you're talking about, but that's for a later stage.
Yeah, we figured when we've tried everything else and it didn't work, we'll leave that for the final solution.
Yes, when the situation had become more twisted and complicated, then that's when.
And at that point, I doubt it'll even work anymore. It's much better if you go and talk to him now, don't you think?
No. He won't agree to it.
Yes, he will agree to it. Man, me and Shiva know how to talk to your dad in order to convince him. And anyhow, aren't you supposed to be giving birth to a baby in 2 months, huh? Even the most cold-hearted person, when you put his grandchild in his arms, it'll make his heart melt. It'll really soften him up. Should I give your dad a call now?
All right.
Okay.
Right. Call. Go ahead and call my dad. My mum is a bit stubborn, but I'm sure she won't agree to it.
Oh, he's right. Yeah. We'll tell my uncle first, then.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Hey, Farzad. Excuse me.
Oh, I wanted to know if you'll guarantee that his dad will back down.
Yes.
No, I'll guarantee it. How can you
guarantee it?
No, Lely dear.
No, Lely, I guarantee it. I promise you.
Oh, what happened?
What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry, Shiva. Could we go to the children's room?
Oh, you want me to come with you?
No, thank you. Fazel.
Go. Come on. Go.
You guarantee it?
Really great.
The poor thing, I feel so sorry for.
Poor thing. I feel sorry for him too, you know.
The ball went to his side so easily.
We put the ball on his side.
Yeah. And we even got a guarantee from him.
Well, it never hurts to make sure. And then we can go and say to him that if he had let us deal with our problem on our own, we could have figured out something else.
Yeah. But I'm begging you, I don't want my relationship with Farzad to be ruined again.
No, I won't let it happen. You can rest assured. We're not going to do anything bad. We'll give him the ball. He'll either score a goal or kick it out. Anyhow, he seems to be a responsible person, huh?
Yes. He really is, especially since you got a guarantee in front of his wife.
What happened?
I'm a little worried.
Well, you psycho, why are you laughing?
It's the first time I've ever been this worried.
Don't laugh. You'll make me laugh too. What does he want?
Forget it. Come on. Let's go outside. I can see what he's saying.
Answer it.
Come on. Let's go outside so that I can see what he's saying.
Okay.
So, what did you want to say?
Well, I wanted to say that I congratulate you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, man.
Congratulate me for what?
You won.
Won?
Yeah.
What for?
You won the Konku International Company's special test. Man!
What? The Konku International special
Konku.
Test? Konku.
No, forget about it. Let's move on. Look, this company is an Australian company. In reality, it's my dad's company. This company was looking for some people who are persistent, just won't let it go, and are also actors to conduct a marketing campaign for their electronic equipment. They wanted to test some people, well, and based on the fact that we're relatives, I wanted to introduce you to them, and as the most persistent, the most obstinate, the most opportunistic person in the test, you've won. I congratulate you. I truly congratulate. Good job.
Are you being serious or are you pulling my leg?
When have I ever pulled your leg?
All the time. 1,000 times.
That was when I was young. We've grown up now, haven't we? Now we've become men.
So tell me, when did you give the test without me realizing it?
2 days ago.
2 days ago?
Yeah, that's right, man. Starting 2 days ago, that thing, them calling you from the phone company that you'd won a prize as a good customer.
Well?
That was me.
It was you?
Yeah, it was me.
I know what your voice sounds like.
Really? No, you don't.
You think that I'm that stupid?
Call them. Call that number that they called you from.
I'll call him right now.
Call him.
He won't answer it.
He might answer now.
Yeah, I'm telling you. He won't answer. He won't answer.
Yes, he will answer. Call him. You want me to answer it? If I answer it, they'll deduct a point from you. Your score will go down. You want me to? Well, but you see, you've made a small mistake. But because of the fact that we're friends and we're related, I'll go ahead and ignore it.
Come on, man. What kind of test is this? I'd packed up my bags to go on a trip.
Do you want to know what your small mistake was?
Yes, but I think that you're still pulling my leg.
Look, in addition to lying, having doubt is
a deduction. My thumb.
What?
My thumb. Let my thumb go.
Yeah, having doubt will also deduct a point. but I'll go ahead and ignore it. But as for the lie that you told, if they find out you won't be hired, it'll be cancelled.
What lie?
That the deputy minister called, and he called on his own cell phone.
Yes.
His office. That's right. They want an obstinate actor who's honest, who has those characteristics. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you know where you'll be working?
Oh, where is it?
Sydney or Melbourne?
Dad, I got a B minus. I have a good feeling that my teacher will like you.
But your dad got an A. My dad likes him too. By the way, this testing will continue for the next 2 months. During that time, 1, don't tell a lie. And 2, let me know about anything you have doubts about.
How much is the salary?
It's terrific.
It's terrific.
Terrific. Yes. Just be careful. No one can find out anything about it. I can only cover it up to some extent. You don't need to thank me. Be my guest. My friend.
I don't have a visa.
Really, it's so nice when people are happy.
It's finished, Aunt.
Good job. That was quick. I'll be right there, darling.
All right. Does it look good, Aunt?
Yes, it's wonderful.
It's hard for me with this. It's not that good.
You're an extraordinary child.
Yes, yes. If you keep going straight down Hakim, take Yadagar going south and... Yes, that's right, Uncle, and you know the rest of the way. It's really simple. You've been here before. No problem. We're looking forward to seeing you. We'll be expecting you. Goodbye for now. Goodbye. He's close by. He'll be here in 15 or 20 minutes.
Then we should get going, huh?
Yes, it's possible that the moment he hears it, he'll react in a way that it would be better if you're not here.
All right.
It's better if we're not here.
Yeah. Go.
Look, you don't need to worry at all. Farzad knows really well how to deal with people in these kinds of situations. Don't worry.
Yes. You can rest assured. I'll prepare Uncle very well. I'll get him nice and ready. You just get going. Just go for now. Go on. Come on.
Look, is there a hair in here?
Oh, is now the time for such things? Come on, let's go. There's nothing there. Just don't come back until I tell you.
All right.
Farzad, are you sure you can handle it? Uncle's got a really short temper. Yes? Hello, Uncle. Please come inside. Farzad, your uncle's here.
Hello there, Uncle.
Hello, Doctor.
It's really great that you've come.
Thank you very much.
We're so happy. Let's go inside.
It's very kind of you.
You found the place easily, right? You have been here before.
It was really easy.
Why did you take the trouble? Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
They're
Is
fine,
everyone
thank you.
Well? Ah, oh, my dear nephew.
What do you think will happen?
My dad won't come to terms with this so easily.
Oh, I hope to God that he does. I really miss that old house of yours.
What great tea.
I hope you enjoy.
Iranian tea is the best in
That's
the world.
Right.
Yes, I hope you enjoy.
Well, Doctor, what's new? Are you well? Now, what was this matter that you said my wife shouldn't come?
It's just, we're always happy to have your wife here, but there's something that I wanted to tell you. It's something that I thought I'd better tell you first so you know about it. Then if you thought it was all right, then you could tell your wife yourself, and then that's your decision to make, isn't it? You know, it took a long time for you to come. You must be having a great time in Australia.
No way, man, not at all. You know, I just keep myself busy these days. I expanded the company, you know. Sometimes I'm in Europe, sometimes in China, sometimes in Malaysia. That's how it is, always coming and going, but it's hard.
Uh-huh. Well, then thank goodness you don't have a fear of flying anymore.
Oh, well, that's why it's hard.
Uh-huh.
Because I either go on land or over the sea.
Oh, well, that's good. Travelling overseas, it must be a lot of fun.
Yes.
After all,
yeah.
It's an enjoyable way to spend your time, yeah. Isn't it?
Uncle Farzan hardly ever laughs. And that's why his laughing for no reason was very strange.
Uncle, what are you laughing about?
I remembered a joke. Last year we left China on a ship and they told me a joke. But I didn't get it. Just now I realised what a funny joke it was. I've just realised right now how funny it was.
Who
told you the joke, huh?
A Chinese man. On the ship.
On the Chinese ship, huh?
Oh.
You didn't get it last year, but you just got it now.
Farzad, you put something in his tea, right?
I just put a little bit in, just a bit. But look, if he hadn't have drank it, then he would have beaten me up when I started to tell him about it. I had no choice, I had to.
Did you put any in my tea?
Oh, don't say that. If I'd put any in your tea, then you wouldn't be able to ask me questions right now. You'd be sitting there with my uncle and laughing. Uncle, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you well?
I'm fine, thank you. It's just that the joke. The poor guy, when he told it, he was so surprised.
Yes, he should come and see how you're laughing now.
Look, yes.
Now tell us the jokes that we can hear it too, and if it's funny, we'll laugh.
It's a joke that...
Was someone lying down, or...
He falls in...
In a well?
In a ditch.
Oh, in a ditch.
Someone falls in a ditch, and he says, whoever gets me out... I belong to him.
And?
Uh-huh, and?
And?
That's it.
Uh-huh.
I belong to him.
Those Chinese are really not funny, are they?
No, come on, don't say that. Their jokes, just like their products, have different degrees of quality. And then they only tell us Iranians the lowest quality
jokes. No, forget
jokes.
About that. Quickly tell him and get it over with before he comes to his
I'll
senses.
I'll tell him right
come
now.
Come on.
The reason that I bothered you and told you to come here so that we could see you, well, it made us happy, and I also wanted to tell you something, and Shiva dear will explain the whole thing
what?
For you.
What?
Now go ahead and tell him, it'll
no,
be bad.
No, why are you throwing
no,
me
No, I'm
the
not.
Middle.
Just say it. Go ahead,
now,
say it.
Now, why are you acting shy? Go ahead and say it. Tell me, my dear Shiva.
Go ahead and tell him. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's just, well...
Farzal.
Farzal, your son has a wife.
No, he doesn't yet, but he's supposed to.
No, Uncle, he already does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes,
he doesn't.
Yes, he does, Uncle.
Yes, he does.
Yes,
no,
Uncle, he does. He does.
He's going to get one.
No, he already
did.
He
married someone else.
Yes.
There isn't anyone else involved. I went for the proposal ceremony last night.
No, before you went for the proposal ceremony and all that, he'd already married someone that you didn't even know about.
Yes.
I don't know about it.
Yes.
Yes.
He's supposed to be getting married next week. I didn't go to more than one proposal ceremony.
That's right. He didn't tell you about the proposal ceremony. He already went and got married and it's all over with now.
No, my dear, he hasn't. Who told you that?
He told us himself.
He told us himself.
Oh, well, he doesn't have any common sense. I told him I wanted to buy him a car and he went and told everyone he has a car. Well, that's how he is.
Uh-huh.
He's my son.
Yes.
Well, no, he's already married her.
No, he hasn't. Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
What happened? You haven't told him?
Yes, we told him, but he doesn't believe it.
What?
He doesn't believe that he has a wife. Let's go inside. Maybe if he sees you, he'll believe.
No, he'll get angry.
I'm going to get angry if you don't come inside. Angry with you, your wife, your dad, Farzad. Come on.
Yes, sure.
Should we?
I said
go,
get
go,
inside.
Go. I prefer that my sister doesn't get upset. Go.
Go on.
What you're saying is a separate matter. Without having told you, I just found out myself. He went and got married. He got married in the past.
No, he hasn't, my dear.
No, you keep saying that he hasn't, and
I
say that
he hasn't. He's supposed to get married in the future.
Hello, father.
Hello, son. You're here.
Yes.
Here you go. He's here himself.
Hello.
Hello. So do you have a wife or you're going to in the future?
I already have one and I'm going to in the future also.
What are you saying?
I mean, I already have a wife and her name is Layli.
So then, is it a boy or a girl?
Who, Layli?
No, the baby.
What would you prefer?
It's a boy, Father, dear.
Yes.
When did you get married?
It's been about a year. Of course, with your permission, that is.
I don't recall anyone getting my permission. Come over here.
Me?
Come forward.
Yes. Yes.
I love you so much. I hope you'll be happy, son. I hope you'll be happy.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You didn't get upset.
Now,
did you,
let's suppose I got upset.
Yes.
Well, what can I do about it? Dr. Dear, don't you think Dr. Pezeshkian's family will get upset? Eh? What do you think?
No, no, Uncle. After all, it's something that's happened. They're very wise and understanding people, Sanam and them.
No, I'm just saying, I really feel, well, to hell with them. I want my child to be happy and prosperous. Isn't that right? Isn't that right?
Yes, yes, that's what's important. Anyhow, you'll have a grandchild a year early. Your grandchild is on the way right now.
Oh, you're right. So when will he be born?
In 2 months, Father, dear.
My grandchild has to be born in the best hospital in the world.
But what a thing to do.
A good daughter-in-law doesn't talk back to her husband's father. Just be quiet.
But, Dr. Dear, I think Dr. Pezeshkian's family is going to get upset, you know. I think they're going to get upset.
No, no, Uncle. I already told you. You even said it yourself. What's important is Farzal's happiness.
I'm just saying that I think they might get upset.
No, they won't. They won't. No, they won't. I'm sure that they won't.
I really can't believe that my dad agreed to it so easily.
I told you Farzad knows what he is doing.
I promise you, you can rest assured, just go ahead.
I'll eat some, but they will. Thank you very much. I had a great time. Come here, my darling son.
Thanks for coming.
Come here, my darling son.
Uncle, thank you so much for coming.
Take
care. Goodbye, thank you so much.
Thank God it all went well. And thanks to Farzad and his medical knowledge, Uncle Farzin embraced this matter with a halfway open hug. The reason I say halfway open is that his mind was still preoccupied with whether or not it was bad that they'd made plans for the wedding with Dr. Pezeshkian's family. He had the right.
So, did you like that, ma'am? Off to you.
At that moment, with what Farzad had given him, it was a little bit hard for him to tell. That night, we really missed Layli and Farzal. But it was as though a heavy burden had been lifted from our shoulders. We felt a lot better. I had mixed feelings towards them. Even though a lot of their actions, especially some of the things that Farzal did, bother me, there's still something about those two that's interesting for me. They're really living their lives. Their joy and passion for life is limitless. Besides that, I'd learned something new about Farzad. This was the second time that Farzad had resorted to using drugs in order to avoid an uncomfortable situation. When it was when he wanted to give Shadi and Shahram the bad news of our parents' death, and the other time is now. I feel that there's a hidden fear within Farzad, a fear of instability in life, a fear of the peace and calm of life being disturbed. It's true that everyone likes peace and calm, but instability is also part of life. A fear of such a thing is a type of weakness. A huge weakness that Farzad has been able to hide until now. This matter was making me a little bit worried.
Shiva! Shiva, dear! Shiva, where are
you? Hold on a minute, I'll be right back.
Ah, it's dark outside. Don't get lost. Come back soon, okay?
Hey! You won't let me think at all. What do you want?
No, nothing. You were thinking and I saw you were deep in thought, so I got worried. What are you thinking about?
About Layli and Farzal.
What about Layli and Farzal?
A lot of things. They're really interesting people, right? Don't you
think?
That
doesn't even begin to describe it. They're very crazy, those two. Yes? Oh! Shiva, speak of the devil. Guess who's here?
Hello? Hello, I'm Layli. It's 9:30 at night. I want to give you a report about a fight, a father and a son. Farzal's father is beating him up. And I don't know if he'll remain alive or not, because I couldn't stand to watch it anymore, but I came to be with you. I hope he'll be all right.
Look, listen.
Oh, they're coming.
Wait right there. Come back here. Son, come here.
Look, Father.
Son,
I'll explain.
Here.
I'll explain it for you.
Don't talk to me anymore. I didn't do anything. Just tell you right now, you don't have the right to set foot in my house. You may not come into my house. You'll explain that you went and got married. You understand? You'll explain that you went and got married.
All of a sudden, everything's changed in the house.
He kept singing our praises for an hour or two, and then, when we were in the house, he said he had a headache and he had to go and get some sleep. Mm-hmm. Then he woke up, he'd changed completely around.
It's just, it's probably my uncle's wife must have said something to him, huh?
She wasn't even home.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Then he got up and told us to get out. Yes. He said if I've become so much of a man that I can go ahead and get married on my own, then I can pay for my own expenses as well.
Exactly what we were worried about and didn't want to happen, that's what happened.
What about his grandchild? Wasn't his grandchild important?
No way. For my dad, only Dr. Pezeshkian and his family and Sanam are important to him. Oh. That's all there is to it.
Ugh. Poor thing.
Have you had dinner?
No.
Oh, then get up. Get up and go wash your hands and face and come back and eat something. This will all be resolved. It'll be resolved. God willing. Get up. Hurry up. Get up. Come on.
Oh.
Get up. Get up.
Yes,
get
go
up.
Ahead and go wash your hands and face.
Let's go.
Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up.
You know, I should have given him a higher dose. It seems it wasn't enough.
Oh, so he'd get up in the middle of the night and beat them up and kick them out the house.
That's right. It's early in the evening. It would have been really bad in the middle of the night. So we can reach the conclusion that the dosage was enough. That's right. Forget about all that. Get up. Get up. Let's go and fix them something to eat.
It's been a long time since we've slept next to each other. The good old days. In the past, we were always gathered around, us, you guys, Uncle Frazan and them. Those were the days. Farzad, we can work together. I'll drive the motorbike and you'll visit the patients. Now that we're going to be living together, well, we have to increase our income. Temporarily, until I can put together some money and get a house.
You mean you want to stay here?
No. I want to go on the street and put up a tent and start selling corn on the cob. Of course, do I have another choice? I'll find so many patients for you that you will not believe it. Working as a team is always the best. By the way, didn't you give a guarantee that you'd convince my dad, no matter what? And to who? To Layli. To Layli, who I had made you out to be a hero to. I always told her that Farzad is a great man. He always takes responsibility for the things that he does. Now, don't get upset. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. I won't let her image of you be ruined. I won't allow it. Anyhow, do you think I want to impose myself on anyone? No, I don't like to impose myself on anyone. But in order to maintain your dignity, I'm willing to do anything. Farzad, You're very special to me. You're my favorite person in the world. Good night.
Yes, good night.
Farzad, Farzad, Farzad.
And that's how it happened, that Fazel and Layli stayed at our house for nearly a week.
Right here, right in here, right here. Oh, man. See what it is. See what it is. Is there a hair in here?
It's nothing, Vazel. Stop picking at it.
Oh, it's strange.
Is this what you wanted to say?
No. Oh. Look, in my opinion, this baby isn't of any more use.
You mean we should abort it?
That's right. Let's abort it. In a few days, we'll be given away, and then we'll be ruined in front of Farzad and Shiva.
No way. Why would we be given away?
What?
I have a plan.
You have a plan?
That's right.
What's your plan? Tell me your plan.
Look, in a little while, we'll go up north together.
Up north?
For example. We'll go somewhere, someplace.
For example, and?
Then I'll have some pain there. And then we'll go to the hospital together and the baby will be born.
All right.
Is that good?
The baby will be stillborn.
Good job. Exactly.
Ah.
Me and you will be in mourning and we'll come back to Iran all torn up. Mm-hmm. And those two will be so kind, so compassionate. Oh, they'll be at our service. And I'll be depressed, all torn up. Mm-hmm. I'll sit in the corner of the room and just keep crying. It's good.
It's really great. Good job. It's terrific, but we won't do that.
Oh, have you gone nuts? It's a great plan.
We won't do that. Let me draw a red line for you. Now, let me find something. Well, here. Well, here. In fact, it's red.
Yes.
Well, look, this is my red line. On this side of the line is the rest of the world, even my family. This is my dad, this is my mum, but on this side of the line is Farzad's family. Farzad, Shiva, and these are the children. On this side of the line, you can do whatever it is that you want to do. It's not important at all, but on this side of the line, we won't have any lying, undermining, or backstabbing, all right? All right.
All right, whatever you say.
All right, thank you very much for agreeing.
Look what you did to the wall.
Oh, man, why didn't you say something?
What can I say?
You ruined my reputation. Get up, and go and get me something.
Vazel,
bring something.
That won't come
off.
All right,
on my life, go and bring a cloth or something. My reputation will be ruined.
We have to ring the doorbell when we want to go into our own house. I'm tired of it, Farzad.
I know.
What? It's not going to work like this. Tell your uncle he can't put the responsibility of his child on other people's shoulders. Why is it our fault?
You're right, I know, sure.
No, well, I get up in the morning, all I do is cook and clean, and that woman's pregnant, she does nothing.
I'll come up with an excuse myself.
No,
okay?
You don't need an excuse. You don't need one. They should understand.
Understand? Do they understand anything? In your opinion, do they?
Well, what should we do? Now, if they don't understand that we don't understand, when someone doesn't care about anything, then why should we care?
Well, you've got the right. I'll fix it myself.
Now, you must. On Sarah and Nima's lives. I understand their situation. I understand, but, well, I can only tolerate so much.
All right, fine. I'll take care of it myself. Okay, I promise. You've got the right. I completely understand you, but after all, I have to come up with an excuse. Vazel is a muckraker. If I just get rid of them like that, they'll go and tell all our relatives and ruin our reputation.
Has something happened?
No, we were just talking.
Oh my, you poor things. You have to go outside your house just so you can talk. They don't want to leave.
Yes, they'll leave.
Uh-huh, so did they say it themselves or are you just guessing?
I'm guessing.
I told myself not to count on your guesses anymore. Look, will you send Nima to me?
Yes.
All right. Nima, in your opinion, do women look like snakes?
No, women look like women.
But you've painted a snake.
This one's like this.
Who is it? Did you know her?
No, I don't know her. Does it look good?
It's terrific. It's really great. Can you paint another one?
All right, but I have to study right now. I haven't done my homework.
All right, go ahead, but you'll definitely have to paint one tomorrow, all right?
All right, sure. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
before we have dinner, I have a surprise for you.
No way. Come on, let's have dinner
Farzad,
first.
Farzad, it'll only take a minute.
But the food will get
cold.
No,
it'll only take a minute. Excuse me, just 1 minute. Layli, dear, come here. Excuse me. Come. Surprise!
Well?
Surprise!
There's no baby at all!
Oh! Aunt, what happened to your baby?
I told you, darling, there's no baby at all.
Yes, I'm sorry, but we did that in order to fool my parents.
Really now?
I'm sorry, but I know you're taken aback, but believe me, we only did it in order to fool
my
parents.
That's enough, Farzad.
Farzad, dear, I said believe me.
I said that's enough. Do you think that we're playthings? You act however way you like, you do whatever the hell you like, and you're not even ashamed. Well, you should be ashamed.
Farzad, now nothing's happened. It's just a little...
Farzad, a little surprise.
Shiva, dear.
Really now?
Sister.
You lied about having a baby.
You see, Farzad? Every time we've confessed to something, this is how they treat us. Or even worse.
They like lies. Mm. They need to be lied to.
Who are these people? They've gone too far.
The stupid jerks. They don't have an honest bone in their body. They'll have to pack up their things tomorrow morning and leave, I'm telling you.
No, if it's up to me, I say they leave now. Up until now, I only felt sorry for her because of her pregnancy. Farzad, who knows what's going on in their heads? I don't feel safe with them. I'm not in the mood for any more surprises.
Well, that's just it. On that first day when he showed up, I told you he's a very strange person. But you turned around and said, no, the poor thing. And you insisted that I treat him well.
Well, how should I know? I thought he'd regretted it and had become a decent person. It's good now. We've got the excuse we needed. Call your uncle. Tell him everything.
Yes. That's what I'll do. They don't have a place in this house anymore.
It was a huge shock, a big lie that in no way could be justified. That night, we even sent the children to go and spend the night with Shadi and Aunt Mabubeh. I didn't sleep all night long. I don't know why, but I was constantly afraid Layli and Fazl would do something to us.
Farzad, do you know they've left?
Layli and Fazl had left a thank you and a goodbye note. In the note, they had once again apologized and promised to make up for their past mistakes. Me and Farzad weren't feeling very well. Even though we had the right to treat them the way that we did that night, it's still a bad feeling when you kick a guest out of your house. It really is a bad feeling. I remember my father, who always said that even if your enemy takes shelter in your house, do not kick him out.
All of us hate lies, but sometimes other people force us to lie. Because when you tell them the truth, then you'll have to answer more questions. For example, my own father. It's never happened that I made a mistake and told him the truth, and he treated me in a good manner. But whenever I lie to him, he doesn't do anything to me. Even though many of the times I know that he knows that I lied to him. I really don't understand the reason why he does that.
In our culture, a guest has a very special place. I remember when I was a child, my cousin was staying with us and we would get into a fight. I yelled at her and told her to leave our house. My mom got really angry and said, "Under no circumstances do you have the right to say such a thing to your guest. By disrespecting your guest, you're disrespecting yourself and your house. You always have to maintain respecting your house." Now that I've grown up, I understand the meaning of what
she said. I don't
want
to say what some young people do is right when they go ahead and get married without their mother's and father's permission. But sometimes, mothers and fathers, with their over-the-top strictness and making the wrong decisions on their own for their children, they force them to have bad reactions. It's natural for every parent to want what's best for their child. But I wish they would just take their child's opinion into consideration as well. I don't really agree with the sentence that mothers and fathers have to be friends with their children because a child or teenager has their own friends, and they can't feel like a friend with their parents because of the difference in viewpoints that the different generations have. But they can reach a mutual understanding with each other, and in order to reach this mutual understanding, the bulk of the responsibility to do so is with the elders.
Hello, good morning. I brought some bread.
Didn't you leave?
Yes, we left. I left a note for you. Didn't you read it? Here. Come on. Look at what great bread I've brought for you. I'll give these to Sharam.
Don't knock, don't knock. Sharam's upstairs. Aunt Mabube is sleeping. She'll wake up. She'll...
Take the sangha bread. Good morning!
Thank you very much.
Sharam, what are you doing here?
It's my dad's house.
From now on, Sharam, we'll be living with Aunt Mabube. I've rented his apartment fully furnished. Come and visit us.
I have such a bad headache you wouldn't believe.
شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و آب پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدی تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری ها باید تو رو پیدا تعبیر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و آب پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم. Oh.